makes a mistake.
This week's Torah away has been sponsored by Family Tesla, the Chvoit Simchas of a Mitzvah Shal Yitzi Tesla, on Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach. He wrote in Jisku, Hoyra Beskenev, the Roib Nachas Mimena Vachol Yoy Tchalutzov. Tes Vav Kislev, 23rd of November, Rabbi Moshe Ost, Golos and Gula.
Thank you for having me here.
Good morning.
The Parsha this week, Vayishlach. And looking into the Parsha, preparing, I never realized, appreciated the importance of Parshas Vayishlach. How much it means nowadays to us, the importance of it means to us in Golus nowadays, and in Mitzvah the Gula, Bemeir Yomeinu, everything is marumed in this week's Parsha. Ramban teaches us Mas Ovesim and Levonim, and he goes through all the Pashas which we've learned in Avraham Yitzchak, and now we're up to Yaakov. If we think about it, Vayishlach is the end of the Oves, of the Pashas, of the Mas Ovesim and Levonim, which the Oves prepared everything for the Klal Yisrael, and they were a simon of what's going to be the future of Klal Yisrael from Matan Torah, Mitzrayim, till the Gula Sida. That's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Next week's Pasha, we're up to Vayishav, Miketz, Vayish, Vayichi. It's actually Klal Yisrael starting their journey. It's the beginning of Shemois. It's Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, his brothers, and it's a preparation of Mitzrayim. It's down to the journey. We've started moving. Klal Yisrael has started moving. It's the end of Bereishis, but it's really the start of Shemois. Vayishlach is the last parasha of the Ovos dealing with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So if we think that we had Avraham, we can say, which we see there's certain, even Rashi brings down in the Ramazim, which Chazal bring us, Avraham was preparing his Matan Torah, which we know that the Malachim were there. Chazal teach us that they were arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, no, you were by Avraham, you had B'cholov. Avraham Avinu has Ramazim of Yikach no Mat Mayim, and the Shlichim of Mitzrayim. Yitzhak went to Mitzrayim, that was Avraham. They're very short parsha of Yitzchak, which Yitzchak, you could say, was Meromas on the Botei Mikdosh, which Ramban says there was the three Be'eris, which were the three Botei Mikdosh. Yitzchak was Gevurah, was Ashiris, where he grew to a tremendous Ashiris. It says, on the Pasuk says, Me'ad Me'eshorim, which is the Zman of Klal Yisrael, which is the good times of Shloim HaMelech, Ashiris and Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu starts off the parasha last week. He starts off in Golos. Yaakov Avinu leaves, Yetzi Yaakov Me'eshova, and what happens? Kivo HaShemesh, the sun goes down. The sun goes down, he begins his journey, and the sun goes down, which is the verse of Choshech, Laila is Golos, which lots of places, Chazal, would have to be Mach. Choshech, Laila is the Golos. He starts his journey, and he goes to Lovan to build his house in Golos itself, and it's Laila. Yaakov Avinu is the second Tfilas Marif, and that's the Koich of the Golos, in which Yaakov Avinu is being Meramisvas. He's coming back now, Yaakov Avinu. And what does it say? After he finishes meeting with the Sarah Shel Esav and Esav himself, and Esav's coming along with 400 with all the koiches of the Edoim, and he meets back, and after his encounter, and after the fight with the Sarah Shel Esav, it's Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh. The sun arises, and as Rashi points out to us, Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh, it was a refuah for him, says Rashi, that the hours which the sun set earlier, when he was leaving, Oisun Shor is Shemir Lishkoya Bishviloi, Kishyotzim Meshova, Miar Lizrev Bishviloi, brings from a Gemara Sanhedrin. The sun is arising, which is the end of the Pasha, which is a symbol of Kiola Hashacha, Shachen, Kiola Hashacha, Vizokle Hashemesh. The sun is arising, and that's the symbol of the Gula, which was Shemu Bimach. Rinu Mosim. Says the Ramban in the beginning of the Pasha, if so, we've got Yaakov, which is the Golos, and Merumas. We could say all things which happened to Klal Yisrael over 1,000 years, which have been in Golos, everything is Merumas in this week's Pasha. Ramban starts off, Nichtav ha-Pasha le-diyah, v'hitz la-Kadosh Baruch Hu's Avdoi, v'gyola me'at chozok menu. V'yishlach malach v'yatzileu. And he brings other things. V'yesh boi oid remes. Ki kol ha-she'ire lo-avinu im Esav ochiv, yere lonu tomet im b'nei Esav. Whatever happened to our father im Esav, that will happen to us tomet im b'nei Esav. And therefore, v'roi lo nilecho is b'darkesh tzaddik, and we should learn from his ways. We should prepare ourselves three things: tefillah, doirin, latzola, b'derech mechoma, levroich le'notzela. That's where he starts off. That's what we learn the parasha, to teach us whatever's going to happen to him, to Esav, Yaakov, and Esav will happen to us, and how we should repair. So I'd like to focus on 3 points, which if we have the time, we'll go through. Chazal, Rabbi Ramban brings from the Medrash, that Rabbi Yanai, when he went out, whenever he met the Gedolei Roimi, he learned the parasha of Hayishlach, and he learned from this week's parasha how to deal with Roimi, with Edom. At one time, he didn't prepare himself, and it didn't go. It didn't work for him. So we've left seen the parasha set and the Muslim things, which later Doris, which we've learned how to deal with the tzoras. In number two, the remez of when Esav, how is Yerel and Atomet, there's a remozim of the tzoras which will happen to us over the years. There's also merumas in Pasha the Yishlach. And thirdly, the Yeshua. So I saw a few stories in Yechi Reuven from Reuven Karenstein. And he brings out a very, very beautiful stories. Number one, the Polovich Arov was once on the in America, and I think it's called the subway, the metro, the subway. He's on the underground in America, late at night. And certain unsavory characters eye him, and he realizes that the situation isn't too good. And so he gets up, and then goes up to the doors. The train's pulling into the underground, pulling into the station. So he starts making his way to the door, and they get up, and they sort of following him. So he says, "This is a stop for?" "Yeah, yeah." So as the door's open, he's, "Please, yeah, after you." So they get off, and then just before the door's closes, he jumps back in, the door's closed, and he gets away from them. So they asked him afterwards, what, how did you, that was quick thinking, where did you get that from? He says, this is from this week's parasha, Yahweh Noav, Yaakovinu said, Yahweh Noavdoi, Yahweh Noadoi, Nidfneavdoi. And I'll come after you. Esav, go ahead, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. There's one way of learning how to deal with the tzoras. Go ahead. And he was off. The Netziv, the Chaim, Soloveitchik was the einikel of the Netziv. And once he sees the Netziv, which was looking very, wasn't in a good mood, he says, "What's the matter, Zayda?" So he says to him, because he's got a problem with the mikveh and the shtot, he wants to close the mikveh, the poros, wherever them there, and he was making tzoras for them. And he doesn't want to accept no shoychad, nothing to talk to, he's closing the mikveh. He says, let me deal with him. "No, we've tried already, he doesn't want to accept nothing." He says, "Okay, fine, I'll deal with him." So he goes over to him and he says to him, it's a summer day, and he's coming over to him with his thick winter coat with the whole fur and everything. He says, "What's the matter with you?" He says, "Today, it's gonna be heavy snow today." He says, "You're mad." He says, no, "I had a dream from my mother last night. Today's gonna be heavy snow. And when my mother tells me the dream, that's what's gonna happen." He's laughing. He says, "Okay, you want a bet?" He asks, Chaim asks him, "You want a bet?" "It's been yeah. How much you want a bet?" He says to him the amount which they were trying to be mishachet him for whatever should be 5,000 rubles, whatever, let's say, that's going to snow today. He says, "Okay, fine, you've got a deal till tonight." So of course nothing happens. There's no snow. It's a lovely, beautiful summer day. And he comes back to him tonight, and the evening says, "Yeah, you're right. Here's the money. Yeah, I see, don't play with me. See, your stupid dreams, nothing." He said, "Yeah, you're right. And by the way," the mikveh, "it's okay, yeah? Yeah, sure, the mikveh's okay. No problems with the mikveh." And so he managed to, he found the chochmadik way of giving him the money without telling him, "I'm giving you shortcut, I'm paying you off. You won it, it's yours. And by the way, he was no fool. He got his money, but he felt good about himself. Yeah, he's smiling. Of course, the mikveh's no problem." Possibly, I was thinking, it could be Marumas in this week. Maybe, if you could say, it also this week's parasha. He didn't say where he got it from, but Yaakovinu sent ahead, and he said to the Machnes, "Please go ahead. Esav is a Rishon." And he said to them, "Leimo, Kiv Koshro, Esav Ochi, Shaycho Leimo, Lemiyena, what are you doing? Seitem Le'avdecho, Le'Yaakov, Minchi, Shlucha, La'doini, Le'Esav. It's a present for you, for my doini. Abinik is coming." And the second ones, same thing. And the third one, everyone, he said to him, "Tell him." And then he said, as the Pasuk adds afterwards, maybe you'll forgive me for whatever happened in the past. He didn't mention it the first few times. Possibly, the first thing is, "You deserve, you're the, my master, that's for you. Once he's taken it already, then he can already get away with it. Okay, fine, you're in a better mood, and it was an official payoff. It was just taking it which you deserve. The Chofetz Chaim, they came once to the Chofetz Chaim, and they And they said they have to pay the, also to pay off to the Shaychat for Rebbe Tzoros, which he was making some sort of. And he looked at it, he said, no, that's not enough. He says, Yizba Eino, Rashi says, has to be Sova Eino Verosha. He sees how much was coming. He's got to be satisfied with it. There's got to be an amount. So Chazal, so we see they used a lot of Mesholim and examples from the Pasha. I'll tell you a vault, which says in Noemeli Melech, the Oilim don't look so Chzidish Oilim. So you could say the same vault says in Chzam Sofer. And if I really like the Chzam Sofer, but the same vault says in the Shloah Kodesh, and nobody brings the Shloah, and not the Melech, and not the Chzam Sofer, nobody brings each other. And the same vault says in the Be'er Yosef, from Yosef Salant, and he explains it with the Vilna Gaon. So I think we're covered from everyone. The pasuk starts off, and it seems a lot of double Lashonis. And the Rishonim really talk about it. It starts off, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, Lefonov, and he said, Malachim Rashi says, Malachim Mamash. What did he need, Malachim Mamash? He couldn't have any, he had enough servants and Avodim Shvachos to go ahead. And Beitzabos Lema Koy Soimun, that's what you should say, La'adoni La'esav. So the Rishonim and Achayim, everybody talks about it. What he has to say, Koy Soimun, La'adoni La'esav. He's not talking yet to Esav. He's telling them what you should say. So tell them, Koy Soimun, La'esav. He is full of Madoni when you're actually talking about him. Why is he talking to his servants or to the Malachim and telling him, tell my master, Ladoini Leisov? You're showing him talk about it. That's one question, Ladoini Leisov. Then the double notion, what's Ladoini Leisov? There shouldn't be two lamets, there should be Ladoini Esav. Ladoini Esav, what's Ladoini Leisov? Noi Oma Avdacho Yaakov, okay. Mlovim Karat, he says Rashi, Tubshotim. I'm not Choshev. Okay, that's understandable. He's being mafias him. Dova acha kematyo tariag. Tariag mitzvah shamarati v'leilemalti yemazavrum. Esav is not interested in hearing what tzaddik you are. That's the last thing he wants to know, that you take tariag mitzvahs. Fantastic. It's another pshat, it's a medj. But what's the kavona? V'hili shoy v'chamoyr. That's kipshutoy. I've got Shoyer Chamor, and says the Medrash Shoyer is from Yosef, but the brings down from Yosef, which is Choy Shoyer, Mashiach ben Yosef, and Chamor is only Roichem ala Chamor, or it's Yisocha. I've got Yosef mentioned, we've got Mashiach in Yosef, and what does he care? What's necessary? So they all say the same, you saw it, and the Be'er Yosef brings it with a Vav from the Vilna Gaon, which is everybody knows. I'll say in a minute that when the Sadiqim, or when they did a shtadlis and they spoke to whoever should be the ruling parties, whatever they did, whatever they had to do, their kavona was they were talking to the people, but their kavona was a shemayim, and it was a tefillah at the same time. It was a tefillah la shemayim, and they should be matzliach, and they were being to be moir rachmim and shemayim, that the tefillah should be neskava. So that's how he said the same thing. But Yosef brings from the Vilna Gaon that when Esther was saying, she pointed a finger to Achashverosh. He was the one who was, it says, Chazal, Malach, and the Malach came along and pushed a hand towards Haman. Why was she talking about Achashverosh? Because Melech in the Megillah is Malka Shalom, she was being respondent to the Shmok, save me from these Rishoim, and she was automatically pointed at Achashverosh, the Malach point, turned the hand away. Therefore, he sent Malachim, says the Malach, he sent Malachim Mamash, because a simple Evet would not be able to be Ma'oir Rachman and have Kavonas to talk and be Mespal at the same time as he's doing the simple things. So he sent Malachim Mamash, and he sent him, he said, Koy Soimrun. He said, "Koy soyim la'adoni is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's Rosh Hashanah. Talk to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and le'esav. La'adoni and le'esav. Koy oma avdecho to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and Yaakov. Im lov and garti. You have two kavonas. To Esav, you mean the simple meaning of lov and garti. Adam lo'inasesi sav choshuv. And to Shemayim, we have the kavona. Im lov and garti tayag mitzvah shamarti. Yishoy v'chamoyr is simple kipshotoy, and the kavon al ha-shamayim is the schus of Mashiach. Ben Yosef, the schus of Yisoch, the schus of Mashiach. La'adoyni limtzachein be'enecho, la'adoyni yisrubein shalem, and limtzachein be'enecho. That's how it goes through. The message could be, that a person has to do hashtadlus in all times, teaching us. Whenever we do hashtadlus, and however powerful we are, whatever connections we can have in government office or wherever it should be, and in certain circles, we have to remember that the koyach and what our success is only going to come from Shemaim, if it's that's nigzeh, and if we oye tefillah, and like the Rambam says, the doyren tefillah, and the doyren itself was all the kavona as well la Shemaim. The Balaturim brings down that it's eight mems in the parasha. All that this pasuk finishes with eight times mem. With the animals, izim, masayim, siyoshim, esrim, chayim, masayim, elim, esrim. Eight times mem is two. Is how much? Is 550? Is 550? No. That's a full mem. No. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up. It finishes with eight times mem, and so is the same pasuk. Menchosam and iskem is also in Parshas Bamidbar. It's also got eight times mem. There's also 550 behemoths, and connected that there was 550 korbanos in Parshas Pinchas, which could be the same kavona that he gave 550 animals, connected the 550 korbanos, and the eight times mem finishing the pasuk is the same as he did the shtadlus, but the kavona was la shemayim, and the kavona is that whatever I'm doing, I have to do because that's what I have to do the shtadlus. But the shtadlus is only that with. That in Shemayim there should be Niskabel, the Tvila, and the Rachim, and it should be successful. The Gemara in Kedushin says, the Gemara in Kedushin says in Daf Choftes that Rav Acha bar Yaakov, interesting, he was called Rav Acha bar Yaakov, his son was called Rav Yaakov, bar Acha bar Yaakov, and he came to Abaya, and he wanted to see, and he said to him, oh, he was coming, the Tzaddik was coming in town, so he said, let's send him, there was a problem in the Beis Medrash there because there was some mazik there in the Beis Medrash and they couldn't get rid of this mazik. And so they said, Rabbi said, nobody should take him in. He wants somewhere to stay. No one should let him in the house. He'll stay there by night. Maybe he wants a mazik by day. They'll learn that. By night, nobody should stay. He'll stay in Beis Medrash and he's a tzaddik. He'll sort out this mazik. And Kachava, nobody took him in. Nobody gave him any lodgings. So at night, he stayed in Beis Medrash. Came some snake with seven heads, as in World Alpha Kof Test on the basis of tradition. A snake with seven heads. And Kol Kriya V'Kriya, every time he bowed his down, one head fell off, came down. Rashi says Kol Kriya Kriya was a tefillah. La Shemayim, every time he bowed down, one head fell off, and that's happened. He said to me, what did you do to me? If it had a ness. But Abai knew that it wasn't a ness, it was his Koich of tefillah and the Koich of the Tzaddik. That's from this week's parasha, which Yaakov Avinu bowed down seven times, as the Mashor says, there's the seven Koich of Atoma. So each Kriya was, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, he didn't bow down to Esav, he bowed down La Shemayim. As I heard once, the Vuhu Ova Lefnei, the Pasuk says, Vuhu Ova, Kipshutai means the Yaakov went in front of the children. Vuhu is a remes for the Shechina, the Hev of Aleph, which is the Shechina, Eina Kis Hasholem, and it's missing the letters Vov Hei from the Yud Kei Vov Hei, and Aleph from Kisei, that's the Oisis which are lacking. Vuhu Ova Lefnei.
Esav thought that he was bowing for him, no?
Yeah, for sure. That's yeah. That's.
Why is it like different than like? Why is that like, the story of like Hannah and Yom and Hanukkah?
Yeah, they didn't bow down.
They didn't bow down, even if they put down something that.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't a Avodah Zarah. Maybe he was a shtach of a master. We meet each other. We find the Chazal. They bow down to each other. Maybe it wasn't a bowing of serving. It was a bowing of achno, of showing you're the master. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. I don't know. Yeah, he had a zim, but he's saying, but even Machana, they also had Kavanah L'Shamayim, but they still didn't do it. So, yeah, for sure, that's what I want to say. But the moment, the same vote. He was bound down to Zichr Kavanah L'Shamayim, as the Zohar Kodesh says, he was bound down to the Shechina. Vuhu is the remnant of the Shechina, Lefnehem. Yeah, why Machana could be, wasn't for Avodah Zarah, but even his Shtadlis was, any Shtadlis he did, was his Shtadlis, was Kavanah L'Shamayim. And whatever we do in any cases, we should, our Shtadlis has to be, Shtadlis what we can do, but with a Kavanah L'Shamayim, that this Shtadlis is only then so. Which we have to do, and that sloch will come to Shemayim. So let's move on now. That's the we've learned times running out. How lots of cases how what Chazal and they've used the parasha to learn how to deal with Esav and the Tzoras. The Ramazim of the Tzoras and the Golus starts off straight away. Ve'echar ad Otto, he says, Emlov and Gati, ve'echar ad Otto, says the Balaturim, ve'kitz ve'echar ad Otto. I'm delayed. I'll be delayed ad otter to the ayin of Mitzrayim, to the tov, no, ayin of Bovel, tov, 400 years of Mitzrayim, the hay is hay alofim, 5,000, till it comes the elef hashishi, shehemi moysa mashiach, v'achachonim mashiach v'atziyah. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad esav is the Rosh HaTevis. Hatzileni no miyad is homon. Miyad ochi miyad esav. Pen yove v'ikani eim alabonim. Maybe he's going to come and wipe out eim alabonim like we see in the Megillah. He wanted to kill tafanoshim b'yoyim echot. And the Megillah, which we know, tafanoshim b'yoyim echot, which he tried, it wasn't just a joke, it wasn't a pirim spiel. It was in his battle, the gzeir then, but not for always, not for all dairis. In the Megala Mukis it says that the big oasis in the Megillah is Vatichtoiv Este, is a big tough, and Chul Karpas Ischelis is a big ches, that was a Xeris Tach Tat, which they killed 100,000 Eden and Tov and Noshim, and they went through, that was a Tetzor of Tach, of the Xeris Homon, which wasn't in this battle completely, it still remained, and it was certain, we suffered from it. Pen Yovi Vikani Meim Alabonim. But most importantly, I think, is this week's Pasha is a tremendous remez, which is mamish at the whole goddess, is the Pasha of Gidanoshe. The Gidanoshe is the only mitzvah loisa say we have till we start off in Shemois, till Matan Torah. In Bereishis we've got Priuvu, which is the side of the world, Kim Oilam, and Mila, which is the side of Ayit, with Gimabrisis. A loisa say of Alkein lo yoichel b'nei Yisrael as Gidanoshe. The Ramban says, let's read out the Ramban, what is the mashmos of the Gidanosha? Of the love of the Gidanosha? We don't really have a Gidanosha, I mean we have a Gidanosha, but we don't encounter it in our daily lives because we're not eating our meat and pulling out the Gidanosha. It's all done for us beforehand. Oh, but the mashmos of Gidanosha is tremendous, mashmos. Gidanosha is the first time and the only time which Esav and Yaakov actually, Zorishal Esav, are clashing together. That's the fight, and that's the when he's When Esav has a certain Viyaki loyal, he can't win over him completely, but he has a Negiah and there is a Skabris of Esav over Yaakov. Says the Ramban. Says the Inyan, it says in Bereishis Rabbah, B'chol HaTzadikim, he was Negiah, B'chol HaTzadikim Sh'osidim Le'tzitz Memenu, from all Tzadikim which come out of Yaakov. The Inyan, Ki Yama'oyre Kulay Remez Le'doyro Yisov, Shihe B'dare Zare Shel Yaakov, Yisgar Be'esav Aleim, Av Shihe Korov Le'kakeya Be'itzosan, till the Nidhi completely uproots Klal Yisrael. It'll be such a strong power, Esav over Yaakov, be close to uprooting us completely, like it was in Dor HaMishnah, and he brings down certain cases. And the Dor Shel Shmat, which will have Soros Rabbis, V'yesh Doiris Acherim, which is after Doiris Hashemad, Sh'osimene Kezeh, V'yoyser Ramizeh, V'hakos Seval Nuv'ovar Leinu, K'moy Shromet V'yakov Sholem. It's a remez of the discoveries of Esav over Yaakov. The Arizal says it's 365 days, I think Kudushurim brings it down, the 365 days in the year, which is 365 lois, I say, we have. Shesor. Every day has a different Koyach, which a different love, which has its tikkun, which it's discover that love. The love of Gid Hanoshe is Tisha B'Av, and he brings a remes al kein lo yochel b'nei Yisrael es Gid Hanoshe es is Tisha B'Av, and that's why lo yochel b'nei Yisrael is a remes of lo yochel b'nei Yisrael. We won't eat at all Tisha B'Av, but the koyach, because that's the day which Esav is miskaba, has its koyach over, and both Bote Mekdosh were Chorev on Tisha B'Av, and the First World War, we know as well, also started off on Tisha B'Av, which led to the Second World War. Tzoros Rabbis, which we had from all our Golos and all our Tzoros from the Tisha B'Av, which is the remnants of Esav his Gabris, and that's Lo Yochel B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe.
It happened that night, actually.
What?
The fight of the Malachim
was on Tisha B'Av. Was on So that's it. That's it. That's when he was Misgaber. That's when he was Misgaber. But there is a remnants in that as well. In that as well, in the Tisha B'Av as well, we've got a certain remez of the Tzoros, and the Gid Hanoshe is the Tzoros and the Gula. Let's listen to the words of the Chinuch. B'shroshe ha-mitzra from the Leisah say Gid Hanoshe, k'day she-remez l'Yisrael, she-av ha-pi she-yisbilu Tzoros Rabbis b'Golis miyad ha-amim and miyad b'n'esov, she-yibetuchim she-lo yoivdu, ele-lo-oilam yam et-zaram v'shmom, v'yovelehem goyel v'yigolem yad-zoham. And then when they remember this, Yamdu Beminosam, which is Kosam Loilam, Veremesu, where's the Merumas in the Pasha? Fisha Oysa Malach Shanilchem, and Yakovina Shabola Kabola Shayusor Shayusof, Rotzele Akro, Liyakum, and Oilam, who Vizaroi Veloyocheloi. With Tsiaroi Benegias Han Yerech, but he was with Tsahim with an Egia, Vachain Zaroi Asof, Mitzahel Lazari Yakov, Philipsoif Tielem Shumem, Kamosha Mitzinu Baov, Shazor, Baov with Yakov, Shazor Chole Hashemesh. So in the Tzoras we got the remez of the Gid Anoshe is like, which leads us, it possibly could be that's why Tisha B'Av is also a Moyet, because it's there is the Skabros of Esau, that's the worst day, which we could say the worst day, but in that day we've always got the remez and the munah of Vayizrach leHashemesh Vayaki lo yocheloi and kivoy kiyovoy goyo, like he says. After we finish off, and we're finishing at the time, when we finish with the Gid Anosh and he comes back, Vayizrach leHashemesh, the sun starts rising, ki ola shachar, that's the remez of the gula, and Vayovoy Yaakov Sholem, the posuk says he came Sholem in Gansim. What happens afterwards? Binyamin is born. Till now, we've had the 11, the Achadasa Yelodov, but Binyamin wasn't there. Binyamin is born afterwards, and Avodah Shalom meets him, and he says to him, "Go, you kahal goy meitzim imcha." Binyamin is the Geula. Binyamin was Chelkoi. The Beis Medrash, it says, why was the Beis Medrash built on the Chelkoi of Binyamin? Because he,
Beis
Mikdash. Beis Mikdash built on the Chelkoi of Binyamin because he didn't bow down. He didn't bow down to Yosef. To Esav. There was no Iskabris of Esav on him. Binyamin is the remes of the Geula. The Zarashel by Mordechai, which we know the aim that the Geula will come, the Zarashel Rochel, and a Moloch will fall, the Zarashel Rochel, is being, by Mordechai, says Ishimini. He was Ishimini. And therefore, there is a remes, Goy Kahal Goy Meitzim Emchor. There's one more remes, which it says in the Nadachinach in Mitzvah Tufkuf Yut, which he says he changed his name afterwards, Lo Yaakov Yoav Mashilcho Kiyim Yisroel, Kisarisim and Akim Yisroel, says the chinuch when he's talking about shaloi liksaim, it's to look for other, how do you say, ksomim, sort of magic sort of things, and to find out the asidus with different zohim. So he says, why? What's the isik? Hashem b'chazola v'yishana mereches hakechovim v'yivatel koich hamazolis lehetiv lechasidov. We're not controlled by the mazolis and what's the future, which looks like certain stuff, fortunes, what's going to happen. Moshe mitzino le'in ba'ovis, shesom ha'kel malosom le'mala misore mala. Ki'inyin shekosu be'yakov, ki'im Yisroel yeshemecho, ki'isirisem le'kim. Kloima, she'ose ha'kel, sara ala sorem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made us, ki'isirisem le'kim, Matuchal is going on the Malachi Mala, and you are above them. You are in control. You are above them. He says that's why we're called Yisroel. Leimo Yisroel Yeshmecha Kloima Sheosoi Sar Al Asorim Lishanes Merachosam VeKoychom Bischusim Kloima Yisroel Shehem Bnei Yaakov Gam Him Sorim Al Sorim Mala. Klal Yisroel also Sorim Al Sorim Mala. Balkein Roi Lehem Shloi Lavoid Bilti Hashem Levadoi. And that's how we find many tzaddikim. Chen kama chasidim Yisrael shenishtana mareches hamazolos v'koichom b'schusom. And therefore, we don't have to do any avodah zarah or look for any future telling, because the future is in our hands. We are Yisrael. We are lebav the sorei mala. We have the koich to mevatel and change the mareches hashemayim. And therefore, it says adash. We'll finish off with the parsha adash aladoni yisiro. Says Rashi adash ovi aladoni yisiro. That will be the Osid Lovoi, he was Marech Lezman, and Rashi brings down that's when I'll come. That's when I'll come now. Don't wait for me, Adash Abedin. So Yamtin, Vuhuloi Holach Vemas Ayelech Bimeh Mashiach, Shneem Avoli Mashiach, Hatzin Lishmet Esareisov. And let's finish off with the Medrash. Well, not the Medrash, the Haftorah this week, but the Haftorah is more Marech on this. And he says, Vahar Tzioin, Tia Plato, and it's Israel Tia Plato, which is Yidua that the Chofetz Chaim told. The Ponovich Rav Baharzi and Tia Plato is written on the Kedushim of Ponovich that Klal Yisroel v'hoya machna anisha lefleita machna achas v'koyu v'hoya machna anisha lefleita, that's Baharzi and Tia Plato v'koydish v'yoshu v'hoyu beis Yaakov eish v'is Yosef lehova v'is Esav lekash. Kash is Gematria 400. Kash is 400, that Beis Yosef will be Lekash, will be burnt, all his, the Koyach of Esav will be Lekash, V'dolku b'hem, v'ochlum, v'lo yesored lebeis Esav, ki Hashem dibe. Hashem spoke, there will be nothing remaining of them. And v'golos heichel azeh lebnei Yisrael, asher knanim, ad sorfas, v'golos Yerushalayim, asher besforat, yirshu es orei negev, v'olim v'shim ha'ar tzion, lishbet es har Esav, v'hoysol adoyne hamlucho, v'meir v'yemeinu.